Married people in their late 40s and early 50s fear one thing much more than death: running out of money. The numbers are staggering. According to a survey by Alliance, only 18% of married people in their 40s rank fear of death as their biggest concern, while 82% rank being old and broke as their number one fear. Hi, this is Steve Zabriskie on Radio Daddy-O with Your Money. One of the reasons this fear is so prevalent is the horrible job most people have done preparing for retirement. However, much of this fear can be reduced or even eliminated with a little bit of effort. It all starts with understanding the information and data that will make you feel comfortable about saving for your retirement. First, you need to understand market history. Study charts of the past performance of the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones averages, whichever you prefer. I like to look at both. There are resources online where you can get an update on one of the indexes and then click on the historical data. That will provide you with historical index numbers. Take a look at some of the worst periods of the market: 1929, 1987, 2000 to 2001, and of course 2008 to 2009. See how much the averages dropped during the bad times. But more importantly, consider how long it took for the markets to recover. No matter how bad it got, nor for how long it went on, it always recovered, and then most often went much higher. Over the past 27 years, the Dow is up more than 760%. During that period, there have been many downs, but there's always a recovery. And that's what market history teaches us: recovery. To get a sense of what the markets can do for you, you need to understand the long-term averages. Searching the internet for annual return averages for whichever index you follow, and the actual return should get your attention and give you an appreciation for what can be accomplished. A 50-50 stock-to-bond portfolio had an 8.4% average annual return from 1926 to 2017. That means you would have more than doubled in value the value of your portfolio every 10 years. And holding a diversified portfolio of stocks and bonds more than triples what holding cash will do for you. But if you aren't invested in the markets and aren't contributing to your retirement plan regularly, it won't matter. The markets can be our best friend, and in most cases, the best option for retirement savings. And by becoming more familiar with them and putting them to work for you, you'll overcome your fears and do a much better job of taking care of your money.